after the unfortunate experiment, you know, the Green Lane.
We better put that on the tape, what we mean by the unfortunate experiment.
Right. Well, you could explain that. it was the investigation into the issues that happened at National Women's Hospital. And
around the treatment of cervical cancer.
That's right. And particularly with women and the issues there. Well, after that, it was seen that there needed to be an avenue for people to complain about their medical treatment, etc., or hospital experience. And one before the patients' rights, what's the current one, was set up, Hamilton actually set up a patient's advocacy system.
Oh.
And that was before the national one was set up. And I was one of the first community health associates, we were called. And we were given training and we were available to people at the hospital or in any medical area who had a complaint. And I really, really enjoyed that work enormously because it put my marriage guidance work together with my nursing background. And it was a very, very worthwhile and interesting experience. And people who had had a lot of unfortunate experiences or issues or unresolved things would make contact with us. We would then make contact with the appropriate people and usually would try and arrange what was really became a mediation meeting. And some of those, I mean, a lot of people with their hospital experience were grief-stricken, either in pain, all sorts of issues for them. And to have an experience that was unsatisfying was really, or painful or negligent was terrible. And we could help resolve that. And occasionally there were what I would call quite holy moments when a doctor would listen and would actually understand where that person was coming from and would often apologise and it was just healed. Mm. It was an amazingly wonderful experience.